Southeast Radio would like to advise listeners that the following play contains some strong language. The storylines and scripts for the following plays have been developed by TY students from Loretta Wexford, St Mary's CBS in Enniscorthy, Gorey Community School and FCJ Bunclody. The story follows the lives of five teenagers and their friends, and in order to give as many students as possible the opportunity to be involved, in each episode the characters are played by different people. This is their voice. We hope you enjoy.
Youthquake, an interactive radio drama project developed by Southeast Radio and funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with a television licence fee. Episode 2, Jack.
Everyone wanted to be at Roisin O'Callaghan's party. It was going to be the best party of the year. Roisin's parents were loaded and her house was amazing. They even had an outdoor swimming pool, so there was no doubt that the party was going to be cool. Roisin's parents said my parents don't like each other. For a good reason, but me and Roisin were good friends despite that. Or maybe because of that. And all the gang would be at the party. Kira, Isabel, Ben, Owen, and Martha. Owen and Martha? I did not see that one coming. Both of them were my closest friends, yet I was the last one to know about them. To know that they'd been secretly going out for weeks. Owen knew that I was in love with Martha Joyce for years. Our parents are friends, so we've known each other a long time. I knew how stupid it was to be in love with her from afar like every other jerk in the town. But I couldn't help it. When we all started hanging out in a gang, I knew I just had to wait for my chance to tell her how I felt about her. But then, I went to that party, and everything got messed up. I wish I had never gone to that stupid party. I wish I could just turn back time to a few weeks ago, before the party, before I messed things up with Martha, when we were still just one big gang of friends hanging out in my garage. Right, who's up for a game of FIFA?
Me, I'm in.
What about any of you lovely ladies? Fancy playing a game with balls? And I don't mean slitters. Martha?
You know I don't have a competitive bone in my body, Jack.
Except when it comes to boys, of course.
Well, I only play to win, Isabel. You know that.
Right, guys, seriously. I'm thinking about asking my mum can I have a party before I go to France.
Yes, that's a phenomenal idea.
Pool party.
We can invite at least half the year, and we need some boys too. I'll leave that to you, Jack. Invite some of your fifth year friends too. That would be cool.
I'm on it.
Well, wait until I ask my parents first. They could go all weird at me and say no, so I'll let you know.
Jack. Why do you never have parties here in the pit?
Nah, it's not that kind of space.
What do you mean?
Well, this is the last place any of us saw Teresa alive.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot about that.
Teresa was your sister, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was 18 when she died. She got into a car with her boyfriend Sean Combs. They drove out of this garage and we never saw her again.
I think I remember her. We were so young.
Yeah, we were.
That must have been really hard on your mum and dad.
Yeah, it was. My mum never talks about her. But my dad does sometimes. He loved her very much. She really didn't deserve to die.
I don't really know why people say that. That a certain person doesn't deserve to die. Most people don't. Saddam Hussein or Jimmy Savile. Those kind of people maybe. But in general, no one really deserves to have their life ended. But especially not Teresa. She was the sweetest person alive. Until she wasn't. I still can't understand how a thing like that can happen to a person that is so needed in a family. The crash destroyed our family. And even though it happened so long ago and I was so young, I still feel the impact of it every day. That was the reason that my parents hated Roisin's parents. It was Roisin's dad who defended the driver of the car in court, and he got away with it. We were told that Sean Combs would go to jail for drink driving, but he got himself a big fancy lawyer, Roisin's dad, and he walked out of court a free man. We never bring it up. Me and Roisin, but we both know it's there between us. It's hard for my parents to accept that I'm friendly with Roisin. They very rarely talk about Teresa anymore. It's too hurtful. But my dad brings her up every now and then, especially when we're working on a car together.
Now, son, this is an intake manifold gasket set.
Right, so we need to take off the old gaskets and replace them with these new ones.
We sure do. Now, pay attention. The first thing we need to do is take all the hoses off the top of the engine so we can get into the intake manifold.
All right, okay.
Next, it's important that we unplug all the electrical connections. Make sure you remember to do this.
Right.
Then the water hoses, and then we do undo all these bolts. Yeah, put that away now, good man. I need you to pay attention to this.
Yeah, Dad. Sorry.
So here are the gaskets on the top and on the bottom. And go ahead and remove those for me, good man.
Whose car is this anyway?
That young Kelly fella from up the road. It's a nice motor for such a young fella. Isn't he only doing his leaving cert?
Yeah, Scott. He's sound. I'm friendly with his brother Ben.
The fairy looking fella.
Dad, you can't say that kind of thing anymore.
Sorry, I didn't mean anything by it, but you know what I mean.
I do. Ben is fluid.
Nope. Not a clue what that means. Now you need to give this a good spray of brake cleaner to make sure there is no residue left on it. And then just snap on the new ones. That's it. Great job. So, fluid, is it? That's the latest thing.
Look, Ben is a good guy.
And Scott is his older brother. He must have a sugar granny or something to be able to afford a nice golf like this. That's a nice looking car he has.
Actually, Scott was talking to me about this car. He wants to do a few modifications on the engine.
What kind of modifications?
Well,
are you done putting on those gaskets? Right, now we need to tighten those bolts, so take that torque wrench and you need to tighten them to these specifications. Are you ready?
Ready.
The first step, you tighten them to 53 inch pounds. Then you go back and tighten them to 89 inch pounds to make sure they're good and tight. Got it?
Got it.
Repeat it back to me.
First tighten is to 53 inch pounds and second tighten is to 89 inch pounds.
That's the job. Good man.
So, anyway, Dad, Scott was talking to me about the car. He said he wants to make some...
You said some modifications.
Is that such a bad thing?
Depends on the modifications.
He was looking to put a cat-back exhaust system or a force induction ITB.
I knew it.
What?
You know how I feel about young fellas souping up their cars with those things. Those modifications are solely designed to make the car go faster. Why would an 18-year-old boy need a car that goes that fast? To show off and go spinning around the roads here.
Scott's not like that. He just has a few quid to spend.
Cars like that are like loaded guns in the hands of young men like Scott Kelly.
Dad, it won't be like that.
You know how I feel about this, Jack. You know that it was a car like that that killed your sister.
It was her drunken boyfriend that killed Teresa.
And he was driving a souped up car. A car that I did the modifications to. And he was driving too fast and she died.
Sean was drinking at the party. That's why he crashed. It had nothing to do with the car.
I wish I could believe that, son. I wish I could feel that I wasn't responsible for your sister's death. But I'm telling you, I won't be responsible for any other person losing their life, so you can tell Scott Kelly that the answer is no. I'll replace these gaskets, but then I want this car out of my garage.
Okay, Dad. I'll tell him. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have even said anything.
We all loved her very much, son. And I wish every day that I could go back in time and change things. I knew there was a chance that young Sean was going to be drinking at that party. I offered to drive them, but they said no, and I should have insisted. I should have been there to collect them.
She was 18 years old, Dad. She made her own decisions.
When you're a parent, you'll understand. We are always responsible for our children.
I miss her too, you know. I know I was only 8 when she died, and sometimes I can't even remember what she looked like. But I still miss having a big sister.
Then do me a favour and don't take this job, son, please. For me.
Okay, Dad, I won't.
Now come on. Get tightening those bolts till we get this done.
I love my dad. He's my hero. He started this business from nothing. He taught himself everything there is to know about all types of engines. And he became one of the most respected mechanics in town. For as long as I can remember, there have been car parts all over our house. The garage in our house used to be his favourite place to be. He would spend hours in there, tipping away at some part or other. But after my sister died, he stopped going in there. When I started secondary school, I took over the space as my own, and started messing around with a few engines. Then I put in an old couch we had, and I moved my PlayStation out there, and it became the pit. It's my space now. It's our space. The gang. I still love hanging out with my dad in his workplace. I go over there every evening after school and every weekend to help him out however I can. I'm learning all the time about engines. It's fascinating how they work. All the parts need each other. If one fails, the whole lot fails. Kind of like our gang.
Hi, Jack.
Jesus Christ, Owen. What the hell happened to you?
What?
Your face. It's all cut up and your lip. Man, that's rank.
Ah, it's nothing. It's just a rugby injury.
Oh, I see. Are you coming over to the pit later? Roisin and the girls are coming over.
No, I have stuff to do.
Are you going to go to Roisin's party?
Yeah, of course. I wouldn't miss it.
I know you and Roisin are good friends now, but does it ever get awkward between the two of you?
What do you mean?
Well, you used to go out and you used to be mad about her that way. Is it ever weird between you now? Just being friends, like?
No, never. It's usually grand.
It's just, I really think I should tell Martha, you know, how I feel about her. But I don't want things to be awkward between us.
I think that's a queer bad idea, lad.
Why? I was going to tell her this afternoon when she calls over.
Martha won't be there this afternoon.
What? Why? How do you know that?
She told me she has to go somewhere with her mum. I think that's what she said anyway. Anyway, look, I really think it would make things awkward between you, and you don't want to lose her as a friend.
But I love her, and it's wrecking my head.
Jesus, Jack, you just need to let it go.
Sometimes I feel like I can't go on without her. I should just do everyone a favour and jump off a cliff or something.
Jack, what the hell are you saying?
Relax, I'm only joking.
For fuck's sake, man, don't ever joke about a thing like that.
Alright, Owen, calm down.
Sorry, it's just I think I might have damaged my ribs.
What, was that a rugby injury too?
Yeah. Look, I gotta go to class. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
I knew that Owen wasn't telling me the whole truth about his supposed rugby injuries. I knew he was getting a fierce hard time from a few of the sixth years, and I had a feeling that some of them were giving him a few slaps. His parents don't have a lot of money. His family own a small sweet shop in town. My dad said that Owen's dad brought their car in for repair recently, and my dad said it should have just been scrapped, but they can't afford a new one. I'm not sure if that's why the lads in sixth year are picking on Owen, or if it was because of his friendship with Ben. Me and Owen and Ben had been friends since first year, but the two of them were really close. It's common knowledge that Ben swings both ways. He's dated boys and girls, and he classes himself as fluid. He gets the absolute piss ripped out of him in school, but he honestly couldn't give a toss. No one lays a finger on Ben because of his older brother, Scott. Scott Kelly is one of the soundest lads in school. Everyone loves Scott. He's in sixth year and he is always looking out for me since I moved up a year. So when he kept asking me to do those modifications to his car, I found it harder and harder to say no.
Hey, Jacko too, just the man I was looking for.
Alright, Scott. What's the crack, lad?
How's fifth year treating you?
It's the worst. Queer bad. But what you gonna do?
Wait until you hit sixth year. All the teachers want to talk about is the leaving cert, and the fucking leaving cert.
That sounds shit.
It is. Is anyone giving you any hassle in fifth year?
No. It's grand.
Well, if anyone does, just let me know, okay? You're one of my baby brother's best friends, and I will kick the shit out of anyone who hassles any of you.
Actually, Scott, I think there are a few fellas in your year giving Owen a bit of a hard time. He had a black eye and a cut lip earlier.
Owen, is that the fella that's always hanging around with Ben?
Yeah, the rugby looking fella.
He's well built. I would have thought he'd be able to look after himself.
Yeah.
Not saying anything that you're not, but you know what I mean.
Well, Owen isn't really a fighter, so he doesn't hit back. Anyway, don't worry about it. I don't know the names of the fellas who are hassling him anyways, so don't stress.
Here. Sure, I'll ask around and see if I can get them to stop, okay?
Alright, that'd be great, thanks.
So is anyone giving Ben any hassle these days, do you know?
No.
No one will ever touch Ben.
Good. And how is he behaving himself?
He's all right. Still shit at Mario Kart, though.
Yeah, true.
I don't get to hang out with him as much as in school. TYs are always off doing stuff, but we see each other after school a lot.
Good man. Listen, speaking of after school, have you thought any more about doing some work on my motor?
Yeah, about that, Scott.
Look, I bought some coilovers online. They're beauties. I'd love you to put them on for me.
Yeah, I could do that.
But the engine really needs a boost, so I'm on the lookout for a few more parts. When I get them, can I give you a shout?
To be honest, my dad doesn't really want me doing any work on cars on my own.
So don't tell him.
Yeah, I think he would notice a golf parked outside our house.
Could you do the work at my gaff? If I get all the parts delivered to my house, could you come over and install them over there?
I'm not sure.
I'd pay you for the labour, obviously. What do you charge, 50 an hour?
Jesus, 50 an hour is very generous.
Well, I'm sure you could do me a good price in return for sorting out whoever's hassling your friend Owen.
Yeah, of course I could. And I really appreciate that, Scott.
It's no big deal. Okay, so I'll let you know when I get those parts and you can come over to mine, yeah?
Alright, I'll do it.
Nice one.
Just do me a favour. Don't say anything to my dad about this.
Yeah, I get it. I won't say a word.
Thanks.
Okay. Hey, listen, before I go, I heard your friend Roisin O'Callaghan is having a pool party in a few weeks.
Yeah, actually, she left it up to me to invite a few 15 and 6-year-olds. Do you want to come?
Yeah, it sounds like it'd be good. Would that girl, Kira be there?
Kira Whelan? Yeah, she's Roisin's best friend.
Okay, nice one. I might swing by, so I'll probably be driving Ben over to the party anyway.
Deadly. I'll let Roisin know that you're coming.
I have a good feeling about this party, Jack. It's gonna be a good one. I feel by the wayside,
like everyone else. Scott was sound out. There was no way I could say no to him about the car or about the party. I felt so bad about lying to my dad, and I really felt like I was caught in a black hole that I couldn't get out of. It scared me sometimes. The thoughts I had, the dark places I went to. They're always going on about mental health in school and telling us that it's okay to talk about our feelings, but they don't know what it's like. I live in constant fear every day that everyone will find out that I am not as tough as I try to be. But my heart hurts every day when I see Martha and know that she will never see me as anything but a friend. When I think about my sister smashed to pieces in that car, or when I think about my dad with his grease-filled fingernails and his broken heart. The only person in our gang that I feel I can talk to about these things is Kira. Kira is different. Kira is special. Kira is my friend. Before you go. Thanks for coming over, Kira. Were you up to anything?
Just watching the latest episode of Riverdale. I feel like I should have given up on that show ages ago, but I just keep going back to it.
I don't know how you watch that stuff.
I know you secretly love it. So what's up? You said you needed to talk.
What am I going to do about Martha, Kira?
Ah, Jack, I thought we've been over this.
I know we have, but I just don't know how to tell her how I feel about her.
And I keep telling you that it's a bad idea to tell her how you feel about her.
Yeah, that's what Owen said.
It'll ruin your friendship, believe me.
You know, I actually don't care at this stage. At least then I wouldn't have to see her every day.
You don't mean that.
No, I don't. You're right. I just feel like I have no control over anything in my life at the moment.
What do you mean?
All the things I want. To leave school, to have Martha, to be taller. They're all the things that are out of my control.
So they are things that you shouldn't worry about because there is nothing you can do about them. The only things to worry about are things that we can change.
That doesn't make sense to me.
Think about it. What a waste of energy it is to worry and stress about things that we literally can do nothing about.
But the worry and stress about not being able to change things makes me feel bad. So I feel more worried and stressed.
Okay, if there was one thing that you feel is out of your control that you could change, what would it be?
I would change it so that Teresa didn't die.
Your sister? Okay, And is there a chance of that ever happening?
What?
Of your sister not being dead.
No.
So, do you see what I mean?
All I know is that it makes me sad. And I'm really sick of being sad all the time. I think about Teresa sometimes, and I dream about being with her again. She was such a great sister. She was 10 years older than me, so she could have been really mean to me, but she wasn't. She looked out for me. She went out of her way to spend time with me. We used to go for these picnics, just the two of us. She would pack a bag with all sorts of goodies, and we would take our bikes to the river up past Gordon's Bridge. That's where she taught me how to peel an apple in one go. She was brilliant at it. She used to say to me,
"It's all about starting at the right point. If you make a good start at it, you can get the whole peel off in one piece. It's a good lesson in life, Jack. Always make a good start at things, and everything will work out."
Everyone talks about how hard it was on my parents when she died. And it was. But they always say to me, "You were probably too young to remember her." But I wasn't. I was 8 years old, and I loved her. I was young when she died, but I can still physically feel the hole where she used to be. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. I don't know what I would do if anything ever happened to any of my sisters. Would you not talk to your parents about how you feel?
Nah, I can't just talk to them about this kind of stuff. I think it hurts them too much to even think about Teresa. My dad talks about her sometimes, but I could never talk to him about her the way I talk to you. I know they won't miss her so much, but I miss her too. And sometimes I just want to go be with her to make all the pain and sadness go away. To make that hole go away.
But you can't say things like that and make jokes about it without people thinking that you mean it.
I do think about it sometimes.
I know you do, but you can't do that, Jack, because there's too many people here who love you.
I know. Don't worry, I won't. I promise. Now, come on. Let's order some pizza and watch your video.
Ha! I knew you were a fan.
I had made a promise to Kira, and I really did intend to keep it. She was my friend, but the night of Roisin's party ruined all that. We were a group of friends who had our whole lives ahead of us, in love with life and each other, full of potential and longing. We make choices every day, what to wear, what to eat, where to go. But sometimes, some of the choices we make can change our lives forever. We just don't know it at the time.
Youthquake, an interactive radio drama project developed by Southeast Radio and funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with a television licence fee. Written by Aveen Fallon, directed by Liam Maher.
Before you go.
In today's play, Jack was played by Shadrach Onupiko. Martha was played by Kate Byrne. Owen was played by Oisin Dunn. Scott was played by Camille Gajovich. Kira was played by Lizzie Murphy. Isabel was played by Aisling Healy. Roisin was played by Rosemary Burke. Ben was played by Alex Aguas. And Nathan, Jack's dad, was played by Ronan Byrne.